Born down in El Paso, where the tumbleweeds blow, to the middleweight champ of all Mexico. Dad fought many bloody battles, and he raised four sons. Chavo was the oldest one. Old man Gory could pop like a live grenade. Raised his boys in the way of the trade. Hector and Mondo, young Eddie G. Chavo meant the most to me. Look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. He came from Texas seeking fortune and fame. Rose pretty quickly to the top of the game. Defender of the downtrodden, king of the hill. Tag team champion with Al Madrill. Before a black and white TV in the middle of the night, I'm lying on the floor, I'm bathed in blue light. The telecast's in Spanish, I can understand some, and I need justice in my life. Here it comes. Look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. Red Shoes Dugan, holding his arm high, all out of breath. I hated all of Chavo's enemies. I would pray nightly for their death. Descending like fire on the people who deserved it most. Almost completely unknown outside of Texas and on the West Coast. He was my hero back when I was a kid. You let me down, but Chavo never once did. You called him names to try to get beneath my skin. Now your ashes are scattered on the wind. I heard his son got famous, and he went nationwide, coast to coast with his dad by his side. I don't know if that's true, but I've been told it's real sweet to grow old. You look high, it's my last hope. Chavo Guerrero, coming off the top rope. Woo!
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 316. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by the Mountain Goats. That song is called The Legend of Chavo Guerrero, and that is on the new album Beat the Champ, which came out today, assuming your today is the same as my today, April 7th, 2015. On Merge, of course. That is, the millionth album by John Darnielle as the Mountain Goats. And I think this one really feels a lot more like an him album and definitely has a subject matter that he is very interested in. And I'm not sure if you are. I know I'm not. But, you know, these are good songs, and it's just kind of a little harder for me to get behind the wrestling theme that is the entire album, every song. But, hey, somehow he works werewolves into it, too, so it's not a bad album. It's a good album. It's a good album. It just doesn't have any song that is going to make me scream along. And normally there is, like, one per album. But anyway, that's a really good song, and I should stop rambling because I've got way too much music for you this week. Let's jump into something new. This is Chastity Belt with the song Cool Slut.
Thank you. dive right by your side. Hey now, hey now, hey now, girl. Hey now, hey now, hey now, girl. Hey now, hey now, hey now, girl.
You dive, I dive right by your side. You dive, I dive right by your side.
We always win the fight. You're
That was a weird set, right? We started things off with Chastity Belt from Seattle with the song Cool Slut. That's on the album Time to Go Home, which came out March 24th on Hardly Art Records. It is a very good album from a very good band, and that's a very good song. So, yeah, lots of very goods in there. After that, we heard from the Go Team with the song Catch Me on the Rebound. That is on the new album The Scene Between, which came out March 25th on Memphis Industries. You know, I don't think I got the last Go Team album, and, you know, honestly, I think I may be over that band. That's a fine song, yeah, but nothing excites me like the early Go Team stuff. I may be done with that band. And after that, we heard from Matt and Kim with the song Hey Now. That's on the band's album New Glow, which came out today, April 7th, on Harvest Records, the band from Brooklyn, New York. And I think that's like their fifth album. I have their first two, or maybe just the second and third. The fourth one didn't interest me a whole lot, and I figured I'd give this one a try. And again, they're a band maybe that I'm over them now. Maybe that's the case. It's still a very solid album, but just doesn't have kind of the edge that I want, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. That's kind of how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music. I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I get good music. I'll make a good podcast and keep you coming back week after week. Sometimes we take chances. That's just how things work here on the Too Much Rock podcast. And speaking of chances and, well, the whole way the whole podcast works, and sometimes, well, sometimes I buy an album that is an all-star tribute to Pink Floyd. Yes, here's Any Color You Like. We'll be right back. Well, I think I've done it again. Another weird set there. Ending things off with Godspeed You Black Emperor with the song Piss Crowns Are Troubled, or at least a portion of that song. If I played the whole song, it would take up half the podcast, so excuse my edit there. That's from the new album Asunder, Sweet and Other Distress. Came out March 31st on Constellation Records. That is the band's first album of new material in a very long time. And it's kind of a return to the older stuff, I guess, but yeah, I'm just not feeling it anymore. Well, it's missing the samples, and I always liked the samples, but I don't know. I'm just not feeling Godspeed anymore, and which is sad, because at one time they were life-changing. Before that, we heard Any Color You Like from the All-Star Tribute to Pink Floyd. I think that's called The Everlasting Songs. Came out on Massacre Records February 23rd. And, boy, a complicated relationship and things that I'd rather not admit. But there's this guy named Billy Sherwood. He was in Yes and a lot of other prog rock bands that you don't like. He has put out a couple of Pink Floyd tribute albums, one for The Wall, one for Dark Side, and who knows what else. He's done other bands as well. That's what he does now, oddly enough. Anyway, this particular album kind of just collects parts from the Back Against the Wall, and I think it's Return to the Dark Side is what that one is called. It puts together all-star lineups for each song and has at it. That particular song there has guitarist Robin Ford and Billy Sherwood with Steve Porcaro, I think is his name, from Toto. He was the keyboard player. Ansley Dunbar from Journey plays drums on that, and Tony Franklin, bass player from The Firm and other bands as well. So anyway, guys from bands that you don't like playing music from bands you don't like. But that's why you're here, right? For the exciting diversity that offers. Or maybe not. Anyway, let's take a look at the Too Much Rock website. Not much new this week. Pretty soon you'll see a pop-up of a show account from Swearing at Motorists, Detective Josh Berwinger, and Schwervon, who played The Right Room on Sunday. Then looking at the concert calendar, tonight, Father John Misty is playing at the Granada. On the 9th, Liturgy is playing at the Record Bar, and I hope to make that show, because I will not be in Boston, but if I were, I'd be seeing Jeremy Innick at TT's on the 9th, definitely. On the 10th, Rosedale is playing El Torian. I don't know who that is, but El Torian, all-ages show. Gotta plug it, right? On the 12th, Lemuria is playing at the Jackpot, and how I wish I could make it to that show, but I don't know how it can happen. Well, I don't know. It's not gonna happen, I guess. The 14th, Mountain Goats are playing at the Boston House of Blues. The 16th, Sounds of Satellites is playing El Torian. And the 17th, Days of Struggle are playing at El Torian. Again, I don't know either of those bands, but all ages. Support all ages. Make it happen. The 18th is, of course, Record Store Day. You've got shows everywhere in the world, but I'm going to be the one at Mills because Judy Mills rocks. The 22nd, Speedy Ortiz at Sinclair in Cambridge. The 24th, 25th is Kansas City's Middle of the Map Fest. Lots of bands, lots of venues, and I'll figure out how I can stomach that. The 24th, X-Hex is playing at Great Scott. I will miss that show, and that's sad because I still have never seen X-Hex. The 26th, Slater Kinney playing at the Uptown. Into May, we've got Hatebreed on the 9th at Riot Room. Moonspell playing the 10th at the Riot Room. And the 13th, Waxahachie playing at Sinclair in Cambridge. On the 16th, Anal Nakarath, I think's their name. I don't know, death metal band playing at the Riot Room. Could be interesting. 17th, Anti-Flag playing at the Record Bar. The 21st, The Business is playing at the Riot Room, and that's with Uncouth. That's going to be a great show. On the 24th, Insepharam playing at the Brighton Music Hall. Get your folk metal on. The 31st, Speedy Ortiz playing at the Riot Room in Kansas City. And then after that, we're looking at June. And I don't want to talk about June yet. June's a long way off. So I got one song left to play for you. And don't worry, it is not scary pagan metal. It is just pop punk. And everyone likes pop punk, even if they don't admit that they like pop punk. If they didn't, well, they probably wouldn't be listening to this show. So I'll play a track by Mean Jeans. This is a band that I discovered when they just split with Big Eyes. Big Eyes? Big Eyes. Big Eye? Big Eyes. Anyway, they've just put out a compilation on Dirt Nap Records, which is all of their singles, which was a great way for me to get introduced to the band. So I'm going to play a song called Cool the Drive, released originally as a single in 2010, and it's pop punk, and it's good, and it's fun, and that's all it needs to be. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
I called you up on the phone last night. You said hello.